Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis Driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary by discovering the Genesis GV70. That Genesis of Round Rock, bold design, advanced technology, and refined power redefines what modern luxury should feel like. And this month, you can enjoy low APR financing. How about 1.99% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 Genesis GV70 models? Go see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
All right, welcome back to the show. Switzerland and Colombia still scoreless. The winner of this soccer match, is it called a soccer match? Soccer game. We'll play Lionel Messi in Argentina later this week. One more. What the hell did they have a noon game in Atlanta for today?
Oh, I thought the same thing. It was a great game, Argentina and Egypt.
Egypt was pissed off about that, too.
He said, yeah, their coach is going
ballistic. Who plays a soccer match at noon? There are more TVs in Round Rock than there are in Cairo.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's a giant city.
I think that's right.
Oh, gosh.
I believe that's right.
You think they live in huts or something?
Well, yeah. You've seen pictures of Cairo.
Trey, look up the population of Cairo. I bet it's above 10 million.
That doesn't mean TVs, Jeff.
I bet they have TVs.
More. Can you put Round Rock,
Egypt,
Leander?
Egypt could beat U.S. easily.
Well, probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Egypt could... It would look the same.
Only 10 million people live in Cairo.
Did I not just say 10 million?
Well, boy, Mr. Geography today, aren't you?
Yeah.
Again.
And I think they have TVs. I think Ed doesn't believe they have TVs, but I believe they have TVs.
And that's just downtown. The greater Cairo
area.
Yeah. That's 22 million.
Not the suburbs of Cairo.
Yeah. Like Alexandria.
I'd like to go see them pyramids sometime.
I would, too.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why the game's on at noon. I'm confused by that. It doesn't matter now. I mean, you ought to program the games for an international audience because nobody here is going to watch. I mean, think about what a nightmare this is for Fox and Telemundo.
This game here? Why?
No, I'm talking about the U.S. and Mexico are out.
Oh, yeah, and Canada's. Yeah.
I mean, Canada, I thought it was a pretty good run that Canada went on anyway, which I like. Their coach is a nut. He's kind of the Lane Kiffin of soccer. He's really good at what he does. I wanted him to coach in Austin. Mm-hmm. He gets a lot out of his teams. That Canadian team, they barely have a pro league.
Wow.
And I don't know if... I think the U.S. might be slightly better than them. But they get a lot out of what they have.
Okay.
What little they have.
This is in the headline. Sean Payton's wild Bill Belichick plan for the Broncos. After watching Bill Belichick get dumped by the Patriots in 2024, Sean Payton had an idea that would have turned the NFL upside down. He wanted Belichick to serve as head football coach for the Broncos. The idea, of course, never came to fruition, but if Payton had been able to pull it off, it would have created the most unique coaching situation in NFL history. The plan called for Payton to step aside as head coach so Belichick could take his spot. Despite the NFL playoffs in January, an ESPN reporter was embedded with the Broncos, and that's when Payton shared the details about the crazy idea. Payton is a student of the game who knows NFL history, so he's well aware that Belichick ended his time in New England with 333 coaching wins. That ranks second in the NFL's all-time list for most coaching victories, behind only Don Shula, who finished his legendary career with 347. With Belichick just needing 15 wins to break the all-time record, Payton thought the Broncos could help the six-time Super Bowl winning coach get to 348. Under Payton's plan, he would have stepped aside as head coach and turned the job over to Belichick. Payton would have remained as assistant head coach while also running the offense. Broncos went 10-7 and made the playoffs under Payton in 2024. If they had done the same thing under Belichick, it would have pushed his total to 343, leaving him just five shy of breaking Shula's record. In 2025, the Broncos finished 14-3, earned the number one seed. They picked up their fifth win of the season against the Giants, would also have been a fitting way for Belichick to set the all-time win record because he spent 12 seasons with the Giants. Wow. What do you think about that? Never happened.
Okay. So this would have been 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2024.
What happens if they lose?
Yeah.
Does he keep staying the coach until he wins? Gets the wins?
Okay, so that was the year the Broncos started to turn it around, right?
Yeah,
Sean Payton takes over. The Broncos are trash. He gets rid of Russell Wilson, gets picks, makes some moves. They then win 10.
Yeah.
And now they are what they are now.
Right. Won 14 this year, and he would have won it. Fifth game of the year.
Do you think Bill Belichick could win with those players?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I do too.
I do too. Bill Belichick can win with most pro players. He can't win with the paltry lot he has at North Carolina.
Right.
Because he can't get – he's got the NIL money, but I don't know if
– No.
He's more interested in the booty at his house than he is about the offense.
What?
I'm being honest.
Okay, let's hear it again.
It's a culture thing. He's more interested in the booty back at the house than he is with his offense.
Well, wouldn't he have been that way with the Broncos? She'd just be living with him in Denver?
Oh, no. I think she'd have been kicked to the curb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say if I was Peyton. Listen, Bill, I'll let you be the head coach.
Get rid of baby love, yeah.
Maybe he wants to date her, too.
Get rid of the booty.
Maybe said if he could.
Now that's a little kinky, Jeff. Come on.
Maybe
Belichick would have done it.
Sean can date her while he's coaching.
Exactly.
And then they
that's
can
what I'm
love
saying,
it. Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Get your minds out of the gutter.
Well, you're the one saying booty that happened.
Well,
no.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think you are.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
Then why is he giving all the real estate? Why does he stand by her? Why does he go to those goofball cheerleading contests and wear her uniform?
It's an ego boost for the old guy with a lot of hair on his back.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no sex.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, there's no sex. I mean,
Rarely.
No, I'm serious.
Come on, man.
No.
People in their 70s have a sex drive, too.
okay. But wait. So Sean Payton says... why does he want to do this for Bill Belichick?
Because he loves Bill Belichick. He respects
him. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He respects the guy.
Well, okay. He just wants him to get the all-time record.
Yes.
Well, why didn't he let him do it now? He's got an even better team now.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, he'd get 12 next year. Agreed? I think the Texans and the Broncos play in the AFC Championship game.
I think the ship has sailed on this idea, though. Belichick's...
Throw her in and he'll do it.
Oh, man. Sean Payton is a happily married guy. Get out of the gutter.
Is he? I don't know.
Yes. Hello.
Man.
Soccer official.
It's the hottest soccer official I've ever seen. She's like a model.
Are you sure she's not one of those influencers up there?
Right, exactly. What is going on? Why does she look like that? Never seen anybody look sexy in a referee's outfit.
Well, she sure does.
Man, I guarantee you that's blowing up online. The picture just now. No, I think if you throw in the girlfriend and say, hey, Bill, let's get you to that. How many do you need? 14, 15?
15.
So I'll back away. I'll work with the quarterbacks or whatever. But look, maybe once a week, your friend and I can get together.
Oh, man.
That's what I'd say.
That does kind of sound like what they do.
Yeah.
Now that's
rich people.
Now.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick can have Sean Payton's
wife. Would Belichick care? He wouldn't care. He'd love it.
They're swingers, okay? They exchange. Oh, come on.
Yeah, they'd have like a key party.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I like where Trey's going with this.
Good gosh.
Look, Belichick gets his, if he coaches the Broncos, he gets his record in 2 years. Retires, has her back, or whatever goes on after that. Sean Payton's bored, gets a young girlfriend for whenever, periodically.
I'm talking football. Y'all guys are talking...
Well, no, you were saying booty repeatedly.
Well, I just said that one time. Well, maybe twice.
Three times, to be precise. But that's weird.
It is weird.
That is strange.
I mean, I don't really... Why did he go public with this?
Yeah.
This is really weird.
It seems like some of the weird things he does, because he'll say a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, he's a piece of work.
Peyton was going to go pitch the idea to Broncos owner Greg Penner, but in the end, the proposal never got quite that far. According to ESPN, the plan ended up being too complicated since Belichick needs 15 wins to break the record. Likely would require at least 2-year commitment, adding another layer of complications.
Don't you think North Carolina would say, Bill, really? Go ahead, do it.
They would probably get out of here.
Get out of here, please. Take her with you.
Yeah. This sounds like something you'd talk to with your friends at the bar.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, look, I don't mean to say you're making this up, but this feels pretty ridiculous. There's no point to it. And why would, I'm with Trey, like, were they drinking one night? He brought this up, and now, why would he tell this to ESPN?
Belichick says he's one of the best, talking about Peyton. We had a common experience through Bill Parcells. We've both been yelled at a lot. We share a lot in common there.
Yeah. I mean, there's no arguing Sean Payton's skill.
Not at all.
I think he's proven that. But why would Sean Payton, if I own the Broncos, not that you can tell Sean Payton to get lost, but
it's really a harebrained idea. It really is.
Well, not if you throw the girlfriend in.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you the keys to the locker room. Yeah. You can have the keys to.
Wow. Bill, you get your 15 wins. I get some companionship every Thursday.
Well, he's married. Payton is married.
Sean Payton's married.
Maybe she's the odd woman out, yeah.
Who do you think you are, Ken Paxton?
This is such a bizarre idea.
Yeah.
How embarrassing for Bill Belichick. Bill,
and it just shows.
I'm going to gift you my team so you can get your wins.
Here's one of the most.
He's never going to get this record.
No, here's one of the most accomplished coaches in Peyton, willing to give up his tenure for a friend just for a sense of history
and something else.
And no. You brought in this element that I'm not aware of. This booty element. The booty.
She'd do it.
Oh, she would not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, she loves on Bill Belichick.
Oh, she's loyal
to
Bill.
They love each other.
Right.
She would have said, but Daddy, he's too young for me.
Right.
He's 64. You're 74.
Exactly. She likes him 70 and above.
Sean Payton's really 64?
I believe he is.
Wow, he's old. He's older than I thought.
He's been around a long time.
Yeah.
He was kicked out of the league for a while.
Yeah.
He's an
Bounty Gate.
He's an interesting dude. Bill Belichick is never going to see the NFL sideline again as head coach.
No, sadly, he's not.
Yeah, it's looking like it.
He's 62, pardon me. He's 62.
That's still pretty close to 64.
Yeah. He's married. Hold it. No, he's married to Shaylee Montgomery. Let's check out Shaylee. She must have been a stripper someplace.
What are you doing now?
It's common knowledge. Oh,
is
good
she above
God.
The age of... Oh. She's Hello. Not above the age of 24 either.
Hello, Shaylee.
What is he? After an NFL
coach? Touchdown, Sean Payton.
You only date people under 30?
Oh, she's 41.
No way.
Beautiful 41-year-old woman. She was...
She looks better than Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Married since 2021. She's from West Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, went to West Virginia University.
I don't know if she'd go along with the idea or not.
Hey, no, I would not go along with that idea. So
I think the Broncos play the Texans for the Super Bowl.
In the AFC Championship game?
They can't play for the Super Bowl.
I meant to get to
the Super Bowl.
I get what you're saying.
You want to bet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You give me two other teams, so let's bet.
No. You've got those teams.
No.
I've got the rest of the league.
I don't get the field. I don't do that.
Only when it's me originating.
You do that.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Yeah. I'm two great defenses. Best secondary I don't know if they're better secondary than might be. Best secondary in the league and the second best defense in the league.
Yeah. So that was a Sean Payton
One has
story.
A good quarterback. One has a bad quarterback. Hmm. And if he's not too bad, then they play in the AFC Championship game.
The next time we see Coach Belichick will be in Dublin when his team battles the TCU Horned Frogs in the first game of the year.
I'll take TCU.
Cover
the spread again.
Yes.
They covered it in the 30 by halftime of last year.
Remember they scored North Carolina scored
North Carolina
first.
Went down the field. We thought, that's it. That's why he's a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah, he's Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And they're back. Yeah.
They got boat race for the rest of the night.
Yeah. Okay, break time here. Have they started the second 15 minutes? Yes, they have.
They're 105 minutes into the game.
Okay. Was that a hydration break? I'm confused.
No, that was the end of the first extra time.
End of the first extra time.
Play 15 minutes and then switch ends and play 15 more, and then you get your lame penalty kicks.
You really don't like penalty kicks.
No, I do not.
So this is not sudden death. It's not the first.
I do not.
It's, they play out the 15 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not golden goal or, yeah, sudden death. No, which is what I think it should be. I don't think you should do the penalty kick thing. I think you should just do sudden death.
It'd be like hockey.
Yep.
But then you'd have these guys just keeling over.
Yeah. I think you should be able to sub more. I think you should be given additional substitutions.
Yeah, an extra time. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
An extra time.
That's the only way it's going to work.
They carry, yeah, I know. Guys would die. I get that. But they carry 25 players, 26, three goalkeepers.
I'm glad you told me, my wife, that we saw some of the players running on the sidelines. What are those guys doing? The vest. I said, well, let me tell you what they're doing. Well, this is why they're wearing the vests. I didn't tell her. You told me. She thinks I know
I bet
soccer.
That's a common question people have, though.
Yeah.
They do wear them a lot. It is kind of weird.
Yeah.
They wear them a lot. I saw Kevin De Bruyne wearing a... Well, that guy's entire life, he probably hasn't worn a vest too often. He's sitting on a cooler watching the game.
Did you see the English backup goalie who was jumping up and down and he injured himself?
Broke his arm. It was Jordan Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson.
He broke his arm.
He had the
climbing as the fans in Mexico City, the players were running over to get near the fans. And so to, you know, say thanks and all that stuff... He tries to go over one of the little advertising boards, falls, snaps his arm, is in the hospital.
Oh, no.
And he actually used to be a really important player for the national team.
He was great. And he got a yellow card on the bench.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. What did he get a yellow card? How did he do that?
He pulled a Martin Gramatica. Remember when he injured
his... Oh, yeah. He tore his ACL jumping up and down.
After a kick, a touchdown.
Yeah, I felt terrible for this guy. He's hurrying over to climb over the ad for whatever.
Yeah.
Subway sandwich. And he flops on the ground. And they're over there over the top of him. And he apparently is in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, he hurt his wrist. Yeah.
That's embarrassing. It's all caught on social media, too. So.
All right, break time.
At least they won. I mean, had they lost, that had happened.
That would have been the end of him if they lost. They would have ripped him to death on Talk
Sport. I wish this game was at night. There's no soccer tonight, is there?
Yeah, I don't get the schedule.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I was hoping to see a little soccer tonight. I can't believe I'm saying that. I want to see soccer tonight.
Would you want to watch just the U.S., or do you want to watch somebody else?
I want to watch World Cup. Yeah.
You want to watch good soccer?
I want to watch good soccer.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can now see the difference, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The pace, the way the ball moves.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know basketball, it's in the hockey, it's the same concepts.
Okay.
Right?
I'll take you for that.
I mean.
All right, we're going to take a break. After this, more NFL football and much, much more. We'll keep you up to date on Switzerland and Colombia at the World Cup game being played in Vancouver, British Columbia. Back after this on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN. You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, back on a Tuesday. I take Tuesday here, 102.7 ESPN. Colombia and Switzerland continue nothing. You're chuckling over there from the X. What are you chuckling out there?
Oh,
soccer talk, football talk, Belichick talk.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. Let's see, a Texas Hardball tweet. Did Colonel Sanders say he wanted to ride a camel?
Yeah, I'd love to ride a camel. And don't call me Colonel Sanders or come and whip your ass. Hardball, you know what I mean? You can call me.
Did you really say that?
What's that?
You said you
wanted to. Yeah, you missed that. Yeah,
I missed it.
I'd like to see
that. You said you'd like to go to the pyramid.
I tuned out when you said that there's no TVs in Egypt.
No, I said there are more TVs in the Round Rock area than there are in Cairo, and I might have misspoke.
Bevo Bob tweets, just curious, which one of you is the one who snorts when you laugh?
I'd be me.
Yeah, might be Trey. I don't know. You're crazy if you think the whole red card fiasco didn't fuel Belgium to whip our ass even more. No, not really. No. I'm pretty sure that ass whipping happens no matter what. again, stop the feelings. Stop feeling so much. They outscored the U.S. 9-3 in the last two times they played, and it's not even that close. I mean, it was a lucky goal, to be honest. It was a lucky goal the U.S. scored. The only time they crossed midfield, it's a deflection off a guy's head.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that ball's not going in. They had one. They had two shots on goal the entire night.
Two?
Two.
That's all we had?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's bad.
Yeah. I don't think that's because of the red card fiasco. I did wonder, though, would FIFA prefer Belgium had won? Because if the U.S. were to win that game, the red card story continues.
Yeah.
Then again, the U.S. gets eliminated, and there goes the TV ratings.
I just still think the people in this country are really enjoying this. And I think people will
thing?
Watch.
You think?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to go watch the Three Lions.
Okay.
I want to watch England because I
Look
really,
you
know.
All right.
Donald Trump and I really like Harry Kane.
Yeah, you're on our side now.
Yeah,
man.
I'm on the Three Lions. I'm on that train.
Okay.
Messi's won enough. Screw the French.
You don't think it's only a red, white, and blue thing?
What?
What I'm saying is the only reason people are watching
I think people really enjoy the sport.
Okay.
That's why I think last night's loss might have set back our soccer because some people go, oh, we're a young country. We're only 250 years old.
Mm.
We haven't been playing soccer that long.
Cape Verde has 400,000 people,
I know.
And none of them even play in the professional leagues.
It's unbelievable.
They beat us last night like a drum.
That's a special team.
Okay. Well, I mean, I hope you're right. I hope people are just into watching the good soccer. I'm disappointed that, I mean, that performance last night was just, I hate it for those of us that like to watch good soccer. Hate it. I don't have a solution for it. It was just awful. Local Yokel ATX tweets, I thought the U.S. had much better touch and creativity and better opportunities than they ever have. I don't think the Belgium game is an accurate representation of who we are. Not that we should have won either. Well, what is a representation? I mean, I don't know that I can say you're wrong, but what would be what's not representative of this?
Mm.
They lost to Turkey, who didn't score a single goal.
Yeah.
Unless they play the U.S. They beat a lousy Australia team. They did beat a good Paraguay team. I thought that was an impressive first half. But there's no real evidence that the U.S. team is better than what you saw. I don't know what the evidence is. They lost to Belgium 5-2 in March. So what are you seeing that I'm not? Right?
I do think...
We're not any better than we were in 2002.
Really?
Yeah.
And again, the ladies are exceeding the American ladies.
Yeah, but that's not a fair comparison.
Okay.
And the reason why it's not a fair comparison is women's soccer in the U.S. is light years ahead of women's soccer in the rest of the world because they have not even been able to play. So we should be better because... girls in this country have been growing up playing soccer longer than they have in a lot of other places because it's just unheard of. But there hasn't really been much to be hopeful for with an American team. I mean,
I think, you know, in about 3 years, people go, hey, it's World Cup time.
Yeah.
They'll take more of an interest how they get the team, who's going to be the coach, da-da-da-da-da-da, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope so. But I said yesterday I'd bet on Belgium. I mean, the only way the U.S. is going to make a run at a lot of these good teams is they have fast guys and to have the ball quickly and penetrate in the other side of the field quicker. Mm-hmm. It takes too long to distribute the ball. If you watch good European teams, it's what they do. They carve you up quickly with the ball. All of a sudden, it goes from a defender to a midfielder to a forward in no time.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. is way too slow with the ball. They're easy to defend.
All right.
With all the fast guys they have,
yeah.
which is what sucks, is Christian Pulisic can outrun most people on the field.
How come he didn't play?
He was awful. Non-existent.
I think he hurt his ankle.
He rolled his ankle.
And then he quit on the... Yeah, he quit.
And he, you know, was hurting. But he was a non-factor. And they're not... Without him creating chances, they don't have much else. So, you see what I'm saying? How the first game they played... was a real rarity to see out of an American team. They took the ball, took people on, beat them, hit it across, outside in. Last night, he was never even in the other third. Mm-hmm. He just dropped the ball back, dance around. So,
okay, another football story. Boston University researchers diagnosed former Cowboy defensive end Marshawn Nealon, who died in November 2025 with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Stage 1, chronic CTE, the Concussion and CTE Foundation announced today. Police officers found the young man early morning hours, November 6, only 24 years old. His family released a statement, while the diagnosis does not change the tragedy of his passing, it provides important context about some of the struggles he may have been facing. We continue to remember Marshawn with compassion for the person he was rather than defining him by the final moments of his life. This is scary. Guys, 24 years old. 24 years old, already diagnosed with the early stages of CTE. That's got to send a lot of chills.
It should.
To a lot of football players a lot of mom and daddies out there.
The next paragraph, the head of the Concussion and CTE Foundation said this. Mr. Nealon played in the modern era of concussion protocols and better helmets, yet still developed CTE. We have no reason to believe the current generation is at lower risk of CTE than previous generations. Concussion protocols do not prevent CTE because CTE is caused by repetitive head impacts, not concussions. It's what I've been saying. You hit your head against somebody, it's not going to end well.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's 2026 or 1976.
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
I know they do a lot with no leading by the helmet, but still, for offense and defensive linemen, bam, bam, bam.
He's 24.
24 years old.
And what the doctors are saying is they can only study when you're dead. And so the effects have already taken place. It's people just nobody wants to hear it, but he's now the – everyone wants to think it's, oh, it's guys that have played 15, 20 years. And what the Concussion Foundation is saying is, no, you're already – I played with a guy who died at 40.
Mm.
And, I mean, he had the damage, I'm sure, at 24.
And this guy killed himself.
Yeah.
Height of his career, making a lot of money, a lot of accolades.
And was starting
family.
To get to play.
Yeah.
And had a baby on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. I don't think there's going to be any reaction. I don't think anything changes.
You've got to have changes. You've got to have some type of frequent evaluation of the players. You've got to have some type of deal, mandatory, where you meet with medical professionals. And they have some type of checklist or something that tells you. And they have to be independent. It can't be from the team. Whatever, because that would put in the control by the team.
But if
some independent person that could say, "Okay, ooh, you've got your thoughts are this, you're doing this."
You play safety in the NFL, if you've played safety since high school, let's say you played safety in high school, you played safety at Michigan, you played safety for the Dallas Cowboys, the damage is done.
If you get, I believe, Jeff, a lot of people. Damage is done in high school and college.
Yeah.
Because so many people still lead by their helmet, still get the constant.
Right, but even if, I mean, they try to teach good technique, the equipment is better, but when you just ram your head into someone else, this is what happens. I mean, there's no getting around it. You run into each other a lot. They still have, I mean, I can watch a kickoff, and I can tell you, by the way, the person is walking off the field who's got it.
Mm-hmm.
In the NFL, they've tried to fix that. Well, they haven't changed it in college and high school.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 40-yard sprint where you're going to run into each other. Let's say you do it four times a game. Half of those dudes are dinged.
Yeah.
every time.
A friend who played for the Eagles, Jerry Sizemore, said when they played the Cowboys, every play, Ed Too Tall Jones would whop the heck out of his head with his forearm. And it was, you know, padded.
Yeah.
Just bam.
Yeah.
Every play, bam, bam. Yeah.
This is a 24-year-old guy in 2026. Playing at the highest level with the best treatment, and the doctors are saying, it's what I've said, is that you keep running into a car head first, it doesn't end well, no matter what kind of equipment you have. It's just not
safe.
What
can they do? Can they do, like I said, have the periodic checks of everybody and say, okay, let's check this, we're going to hold you out?
I mean, no, because as the doctor is saying, is not everybody that gets CTE has been suffering concussions. It's just repetitive trauma.
I'm saying, yeah, taking that information and say, just, but doc, I've had no concussions, but you've been bam, 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 bam in the head.
But that's every starter. You know, I mean, that's every guy that is in on a bunch of tackles. Let's say a defensive player plays 40 snaps in a game. That's 30 vicious collisions.
Yeah.
No matter what. Good helmets, good doctors. That's 30 collisions. You cover four kickoffs. You've had four horrific collisions.
Four car wrecks.
If it's returned.
Yeah. Okay, are we in the penalty kicks now?
I don't know.
Unless this
you're
is
the
water hydration.
You're all worked up about it.
Yeah, we're going to penalties.
Oh, boy, this is the fun part.
No, it's not.
I love it.
I know you do. I know.
It is very exciting.
It is exciting. I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Name the Swiss goalkeeper.
His name is Oscar.
Oscar, okay.
His name is Oscar. It's interesting, Jeff, because he's from southern Switzerland.
Oh.
So he
beautiful
has,
part of Switzerland.
Pardon me?
Seems like a great place to be.
Southern Switzerland, which borders the Italian north. And that route was used by the people in Italy to get people out of Italy in World War II. So they would go to Switzerland, a neutral country. So his name is Oscar. I just remembered it. Oscar Mangione.
Oh.
Oscar. Oh, so he's an Italian.
His mama was Italian. His daddy was a yodeler.
Quite the story. Okay, yodeler.
Yodeler.
Club does he play for?
All the Swiss players are yodelers.
He plays for Geneva FC.
Geneva FC.
Oh, I can't argue with that. Yeah. Checks out. He's actually right.
He plays for Geneva FC?
No, he doesn't. And that's not his name.
I mean, how rough can life be in Switzerland right now? Are these guys really feeling that much pressure? Because make a lot of money and go home?
Go home. What do they still live in Geneva or Lucerne or wherever? I would love to go to Switzerland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that the... I'm trying to think of that. What's the tax haven? Monaco's the tax haven.
Monaco's the tax haven.
Switzerland? I thought Switzerland had strict banking regulations.
They're neutral. We know they're neutral.
Well, yeah, I got that much. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out where to live if you have that kind of money.
Monaco
would be great.
You could go to Qatar. They got no tax laws. You
pass
get bombed
on that.
Over there.
Yeah, I get my condo bombed.
I think Monaco is number one for me.
I mean, how could you not have a good day if you live in Switzerland?
Have a little cheese,
yeah.
A little wine.
Some Swiss chocolate.
Chocolate, have a damn fine watch. Yeah.
I don't really know where they've come from all of a sudden. I don't know if it's all of a sudden or not. I've never noticed a Swiss team and this far along and this competitive.
They pulled him out. They've got another goalkeeper in.
No, they didn't.
They didn't? Is that Oscar?
They've got Akanji, a good defender. Switzer. He played for City for a little bit.
Okay. So, Colombia has the first kick. They had five or six kicks, Jeff.
Five in the first round, okay. And then it goes to alternating after that. So you get five no matter what. It's the first to win in five, but if you tie after five...
All this is a guessing game?
Yeah, I mean, they'll have data about, you know, where guys, which direction guys have gone. You know, they'll have that data, but I hate the thing now where they
Quintero
stutter.
Quintero just scored for Colombia. Quintero scores.
They stutter, trying to get the goalkeeper to move.
He moved the wrong ass way.
Yeah.
Bring Mac Mangione in there.
So, hey, this is a lousy way to decide a game. After all that work.
Is the Colombian cartel still involved with the soccer team?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, they had that guy killed?
Yeah.
I don't think
so. There's a story, a really good story about that in the New York Times.
I don't think anymore, but.
Yeah, I. Do you think they're influencing this shootout
right
now?
No, I'm just saying if the goalie doesn't make the.
The million autos.
You think he's dead?
Ink.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay, there he is.
He's probably making $12 million a year playing in, you know, France or something.
Okay, here we go. A left-handed kicker for the Swiss.
It's Xhaka.
Xhaka?
Yeah.
Granit Xhaka.
Yeah, he's kind of a meathead. He fights a lot of people.
Oh! Yeah, I thought it was blocked. It wasn't.
See, he's kind of a psycho.
Xhaka just put it in.
Ed's going to do play-by-play of the Swiss Columbia penalty kick shootout.
I just think this is exciting.
The NFL, you know, what's weird to me is the NFL settled the concussion lawsuit a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I guess in the process said no more.
That's it. No more.
So
whatever, problem solved.
Whatever generation of players comes along like this, his family has no case. I am waiting for that to hit college football.
Mm-hmm. Which it
now
could.
That they are paid as contractors, lawyers, does this not ramp up the potential for?
Yeah.
Now you can't prove your case, unfortunately, till
somebody dies,
till you're dead.
Yeah.
And they submit it.
Yeah. Oh.
So.
Man.
I think that. I don't know when it happens or why. I mean, a teammate of mine that died, he'd never played in the NFL.
But that's an interesting point, the doctor saying, no matter the protocol, no matter the new equipment, no matter the new padding, yada-da-da-da-da, it still did not save this guy's life.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, like the rest of us could say, well, back in those days, they didn't care. I mean, I told you, I played on a Friday, got in a hospital.
Yeah.
Not just knocked out and dizzy. In a hospital a few nights and played the next Friday. So this guy didn't play during an era like that.
Oh.
He's been they monitor him. They didn't want this to happen.
No.
I don't blame it on the medical community. It's just if you get enough collisions, it's like, you know, we don't know why some guys are affected and some are not.
Right. Well, yeah.
Which is like Alzheimer or any other neurological disease. We don't know exactly what the mechanism is, but we do think, and I tell you what is really scary, which is coming out more and more, and that is like the Chris Johnson story. You know about this with the ALS?
Hold that thought because we've got to take a break. After this break,
nice.
More on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN. You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, we're back on the show watching the closing moments of Colombia and Switzerland. Penalty kick time right now. It is, as they say in Colombia, 2-2. You're down to number four kicker for Switzerland, and Colombia has one more kick. Brilliant save moments ago by the Swiss goalkeeper. So a young Swiss man, Yodlehi, who is poised to take the kick. Here he goes, and it's in, right down the pipe. So now the advantage goes to the Swiss.
One strategy is blast it right down the middle, assuming the keeper is going to be moving to the side.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to play that game with him, which is what he did.
Well, one of those
kicks. But if he stays home, you've hit it right to his chest.
One of the Switzerland kicks we saw a couple ago.
Airmailed it.
Well, it looked like a nice extra pointer, a field goal. And then one earlier looked like I was kicking it. It was so gentle. Just a little tap in the corner.
Is that what you would do? You'd go lower right corner?
I was lower right corner.
You know how badly you'd pull a hamstring and groin at the same time? You might look like you'd been shot in the back. You hit the ground so hard.
Not me no more, man. I'd kick that son of a gun. Okay, this is Colombia.
Would you toe punch it? Would you go straight on Lou Groza on it?
Here we go. Kick. Chop.
It worked. Luis Diaz.
Plays for Liverpool, right?
No, Bayern Munich.
Oh. Oh, he was at Liverpool.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So what do they do now? Oh, Switzerland has one more kick.
One more.
Oh, they got
to win.
They got to block this kick.
Yeah. Bevo Bomb 123 tweets. I don't know anything about CTEs. It's not a CTEs. It is a. It's. What is it? What is the actual definition of CTE? Is chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Mm-hmm.
But surely they did not wake up one day and kill himself. Do CTE victims not have any pre-suicidal feelings that they could get mental help?
That's my point, that you could regularly meetings with some
That's the
doctors.
To this sad story of this guy, his girlfriend is the one who called police. I remember the 911 calls released.
I think that'll do it.
Switzerland just won.
That's it.
Switzerland on to Argentina. Good luck.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourselves. But, yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to play football, you're running the risk you're going to get CTE.
Yeah.
Period. Okay? If you play for any length of time, you're running the risk of CTE. If you want to accept that risk, then accept that risk. But to his point, we've got to do a better job. Young men in general, not just football players, need to do a better job of signs of this. Because, yes.
In talking to people.
I was on a team with, I think, four guys that killed themselves.
Oh, Lee.
But, no, it's a fair point. I don't know what... She said that he had been suffering. The Cowboys have said we had no indication. He just had a big game. Didn't he just block a kick to win
I
a game?
That's
Sunday.
Yeah, he had like a touchdown.
Yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he blocked a kick for a touchdown that Sunday and killed himself the next night, I think.
Yeah, that's terrible. Didn't he lead the cops like on a chase too?
Yeah, and he got out of his car and they couldn't find him in a neighborhood and he'd walked back in some cul-de-sac and just killed himself.
Man, what a sad story.
Yeah, that's a story.
It's horrible.
But they're going to have regular checks. I don't know. It's got to be the players themselves, and they've got to put their health in front of their want to play. And how many times have we heard, people who have ALS, who have whatever. So I do the same thing. I continue to play. And
his point is a good one, though, and that is if you're going to assume the risk, you're going to play a violent sport, and you're going to assume the risk of all the neurological problems that come with it, we probably need to do a better job since we can't stop someone from getting CTE entirely. You're going to run into each other. It's going to be a problem. Could we do a better job of situations like his, and that is the mental health part before you snap?
Yeah. Intervention.
Because he snapped.
Yeah.
And she said he snapped. I'm worried about him.
Wow. It's.
I think he was on his way home from practice.
I don't know if he was or not. I don't know. But it's just, he was on top of the world. Now, one, we've got a couple of minutes to the other story about the ALS.
So there's concern, growing concern that's been around for a while. And this started with a study in Italy that started the whole concussion thing with soccer players about the neurological effects and why it is that so many football players are getting ALS. That they're wondering if there's not a connection there, too.
With ALS.
Which is all the neurological problems.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm trying to think the guys that I knew that played with for years, all of whom that killed themselves, it was later. One guy died in his early 40s of CTE, and he didn't play. He didn't never went to the NFL. And the others had killed themselves by 50, if I can remember. And, you know, I mean, it seems difficult to pinpoint exactly the CTE as why they killed themselves, but the experts are saying whenever we study brains, this is what we're seeing.
Right.
The damage is there.
The damage is always there.
Yeah. I mean, Junior Seau.
Right.
He tried a couple of times.
Tried a couple of times. Right. That's correct.
Right.
Trace Wright. He shot himself ultimately. Dave Duerson shot himself.
I think Junior Seau crashed his car intentionally.
I thought he shot himself.
Yeah, but he did shoot himself, but in the first attempt, he tried to crash his car.
Okay, we got
to
go. Trey Elling is at the Big 12 Media Days. Who was Trey going to have on the show tonight from the Big 12 Media Days?
Ken Paxton is there. He's there on site.
That's fake news. Ken Paxton's there. He's with his girlfriend.
Oh, he is.
In
Maybe
Europe.
It's on Zoom then.
Oh, Zoom.
In Iceland with his girlfriend. Maybe she'll be on with Trey too. The whole loving family of the Paxtons will be on.
Poor Angela. I feel for Angela.
I kind of do too.
Oh, God.
Why does she just rip the dude to shreds?
Oh, Lordy God.
Why is she taking this so well?
And this woman's still married her. She's got 7 kids at home. Yeah, it's wild.
That hurts for your wife to leave you for Ken Paxton.
I know.
Gosh, that hurts.
All right, we got to go. Trey is next here on 1027 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN.